was a virus created by scientists in a lab. You can't blame the apes.
Who the hell else am I gonna blame?
We need to give them a chance.
Look, they're animals. I've seen things. I've seen the way they are. They want what we want, to survive.
Caesar, home. This is your home. Your home.
Are you aware they are going to turn on you? They don't want a war.
No, don't shoot!
Caesar, you have to go.
Biggest line of 2014 of movie history right about now. People, welcome to the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes review. Sadly, I'm by myself here, whatever, because by the time you guys hear this, this review will sound kind of old and outdated. Just saw the movie and just wanted to jump into a review here. I just saw it. By the time this goes up, it'll be probably Friday or Saturday or something like that, but just saw it, so I guess in... Today is a Monday, but whatever. That's not important here. We're talking about the sequel to Rise of the Planet of the Apes. One of the most biggest surprises, if not best film of 2011 at the time, with the biggest line opener going, "No!" from the great Andy Serkis. Now, people probably wondering, well, how great is this film? All that hype, all that talk, where were there really any hype behind it? Because barely saw any marketing for this movie at all, to be honest. So, but I think I can give a simple plot synopsis, if I will. 10 years then passed since the first movie, and the only reason why I know this is because I did some math in my head when they said 10 winters passed. So I'm just throwing it out there. 10 years passed. The simian virus that you saw at the end of the first movie spread. It started killing almost, I think they said in one country, 130 million. In a week or something like that. So there's barely any humans left alive. And even though they say that, but there's a good majority of them. They pretty much built like a colony in San Francisco, right where we picked up from the last film. Meanwhile, we have our lovable monkeys, Caesar, moved by Andy Serkis, if you will. And, man, goddamn, man, I've seen more emotion out of this fucking monkey than I did in any of that. Matter of fact, Think Like a Man 2 had no emotion, and that was all human beings. I got more emotion out of a goddamn monkey compared to these Negroes. Now, granted, that sounds like some racist shit to say, but it is what it is. Caesar got a family, older, taught all the apes how to do sign language. Some of them even fucking speak now. I mean, we're on the brink of wiping out humanity and the apes taking over, which kind of confused me at first. I was like, man, maybe this one should have been called Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and the first one should have been Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, but that's neither here nor there once again. So, you know, Caesar's oldest son, which I don't even know who he was moving by, but not just to give credit to Andy Serkis, but all the monkeys' movements were amazing from everybody here as far as their facial reactions and how they reacted to things and even the voice work. And he's with Ash. Ash gets shot by this ass. Okay, people, I don't know who this actor is, to be honest. I cannot pinpoint who it is, but this dude, you might know him from I can't remember what recent movie he was in, but he was just in fucking what's that fucking movie? The TV show. He was in The Walking Dead. And people, you might remember him from Kirk Acevedo, that's him. This son of a bitch was in The Walking Dead. He was the one driving the tank, playing the same asshole guy he was in this goddamn this movie right here. I think his name was Mitch in The Walking Dead, people. Plays the same literally asshole here. Matter of fact, that goes for another character, too. Gary Oldman kind of plays pretty much Commissioner Gordon in this film, too. But, yeah, so he shoots one of the monkeys, and then Caesar's like, go, go. When that motherfucker speaks, you know, you listening to it. He sound like your damn daddy or whatever, getting ready to whoop your ass or something like that. I remember I stood up and fixed my shirt and shit. I was scared as hell. And then, you know, obviously we got the main character here, Because a lot of people think that this is Gary Oldman's movie. I'm here to say this is not Gary Oldman's movie. If anything, this is definitely Caesar's movie. And my God, would I say this is the first movie I saw where the title was talking about a certain character and the movie actually focused around that character. It's called Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and I'll be damned if the apes did not get more screen time than the humans. Transformers, Pacific Rim, all that shit. You can learn, or even Django for that matter, you can learn from this franchise right here, because you got Jason Clarke, who plays Malcolm. He's pretty much the main human character, if anything. Gary Oldman is just a friend of his that's just, I guess you want to say, the cop of the area. He's in charge, I guess, so he just keeps everything in control. But he just, you see him at the beginning of the movie and then the ending of the movie, pretty much. And other than that, you don't see nothing else of it. We find out that Jason Clarke, you know, he offers Caesar, hey, look, this is what we want. Let me show you what we got. And here it is. We want this dam to because our electricity is going out, or we're running out of gas here or whatever, so we want this dam to provide electricity for our whole town because we're running out in 3 weeks, so let us get through this, and we will leave you guys alone in peace. And, you know, Caesar's like, all right, fine, get it over with. But, oh, man, we got Koba. If you don't remember Koba, Koba was that ape they experimented with in the first movie with the one that had the scars and shit like that. His whole thing is, fuck humans, don't trust them, can't stand them. Only thing in the, Caesar even says in the movie, he or Koba only knows the bad part of humans, you know. Caesar's like, you know, there are good in humans still. But once again, Koba's the fine order. Matter of fact, there's a scene where Koba shoots two dudes, whatever, because he sneaks into, as Caesar's watching the humans and shit like that, Koba just takes like two monkeys with him, two apes to be exact. And they just go check out the facility, and they find all these guns and these weapons and stuff. And, you know, Koba's asshole's mind, he's thinking like, oh, shit, they're coming back to kill all of us, or I got to warn Caesar, or whatever, which probably wasn't the case. But I could see where he's coming from. I mean, if Koba's the villain of the movie, I definitely could see where he's coming from. I mean, after being experimented with in the first film and being goddamn lapdog, I mean, there's even a scene here which I would probably put it on the level of what I saw in X-Men Days of Future Past between Xavier and Magneto when they're on that plane, one of my best scenes of the whole movie. There's a scene in here where Caesar and Koba are talking, and he's like, humans did this. And he's showing all the scars and wounds on them and stuff like that, and he's just like, you're going to trust them over us? So to get this whole elaborate plan here, Caesar's wife has a baby, but I guess she's gotten sick over the whole pregnancy thing like that or whatever. So obviously the humans actually help her to recover back to 100%. And, you know, they're getting ready they got the lights on now at the party, at the city and stuff. So they're getting ready to chill, party and everything. Caesar's about to like say, hey, look at these humans right here, man. Ain't these some good people right here? God damn, these some good ass people. Look at my wife. Look at her fine ass right now. Shit. Now, granted, she got monkey ass, but that's okay. Shit. You know what I mean? I like a baboon ass here and now, but that's just too rare for me. But so Koba's like, oh, fuck that. Nah, you know what? I got a brain now. He takes, this is some assholiest shit right here. He takes a gun, shoots Caesar in the background. Caesar sees him doing it. And then he passes out, and then he leaves the gun and run after he didn't set a fire in their colony just to make it seem like humans destroyed their home and shot Caesar, murdered Caesar, just so the apes can join up on him to take out the humans. Caesar's whole thing is, look, I don't want to start a war because with the humans, because how many of our brothers and sisters are we going to have to lose in order to just take what we want? That's not the way we're here to destroy our future here. So Koba's like, fuck all that. I ain't got time for that. I just want a war. And little did he know, Caesar was somewhat right, because at the beginning of this battle, man, everybody, all these fucking apes just go down so quick, it's not even funny. Caesar's son is like looking around like, oh, shit, I didn't sign up. He looked like Tom Cruise from Edge of Tomorrow. He's running around and shit like that, look a little coward. And rightfully so, too, because Gary Oldman and them, they got fucking rocket launchers and shit. But obviously Jason Clarke and Carrie Russell, who plays his wife in here. And you got Cody Smith McPhee, who plays their, I guess it's Jason Clarke's son, because we find out that Carrie Russell had a daughter, but she pretty much died as well. And then, you know, obviously they find Caesar and they heal him back to somewhat. I mean, they get the wound out and kill the bullet wound and stuff, but they take him back to James Franco's old house here, and, you know, you start seeing some moments where Caesar's reliving all these moments. You know, you got Jason Clark who finds his son and brings him to see Caesar, and they start telling him, hey, we got to rebel up against the Cobra and them and stuff. So pretty much at the end of the movie, we get this all-out battle between Caesar and Cobra, which I got to say, the intensity in this shit was pretty goddamn awesome. It was pretty spectacular. I mean, once again, the summer just proved that it can be a lot better than what we've been getting with Transformers, Thing Like a Man 2, Spider-Man, Godzilla, and all that other piece of shit that came out, because, my God, the ending fight scene was so intense. I was rooting all the way for Caesar to beat that ass. So I guess that's a plot synopsis, if you will. Jason Clark, I hear a lot of people talking about the human characters weren't that interesting, Mike, and that they liked the first one a little bit better. My whole thing is, I don't even think there was interesting characters in the first one, to be honest. I'm talking about Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I mean, you had James Franco's little girlfriend. She wasn't that interesting. You had, what's that black guy's name? I guess his boss or whatever, yeah. I mean, he was cool, but it ain't like he was like an interesting character or anything like that. The only interesting character in there is James Franco, and he's not even all that interesting. It's only interesting to him because he relates to Caesar. That monkey is what made the goddamn movie. And I would say the same thing for this film as well. I mean, all these characters in here, they play the typical, I mean, you got Cody McPhee don't do anything in this movie. I mean, he just plays the son. Kirk Acevedo, he just plays the asshole guy. Jason Clark, he pretty much is just carrying over for James Franco's role. And Carrie Russell, she's just playing the wife. I mean, there's really nothing to these characters here at all. They all do a good performance of what they have to do. I will give them that. Better than anything I've ever seen with a movie like that focuses on something else, such as Transformers or Planet of the Apes. I mean, not Planet of the Apes, or Pacific Rim. We Gary Oldman, who is marketed to be the biggest star in the movie, which I guess he is, but he doesn't do anything but play Commissioner Gordon. But he did a good job, like always. Gary Oldman never, at least in my eyes, had never delivered a bad performance in a while. So, but the main heart and soul here, it really is between Caesar and the family. And I think that's what I like most about the movie, is that it focused more on what these apes had to deliver. There was a lot of emotional scenes with these apes here and there, especially when it came to Caesar's beliefs about his family, of keeping them safe and stuff. I really like the conflict of what they did between him and his older son, whose older son is kind of confused in a way. You don't really know what side he's on. I mean, obviously, he's on his father's side, but at the same time, he's, you know, thinking, I want to keep my little brother and my mother safe as well. So, so really, it is something to be seen here for Andy Serkis' performance and the rest of these apes, too, because they all do a fucking amazing job as far as that. I mean, $170 million was well worth it, because, goddamn, man, I saw a lot of human emotions come from these apes, and I did see those Negroes 2 weeks ago, or those racist-ass robots, which kind of brings a testament to this movie as well. Do I think it's better than the first one? Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. I'm not sure yet. I will say the same thing I said for 22 Jump Street and How to Train Your Dragon, though, is I think that this is a perfect, well, not perfect, but it's a good sequel that carries on that story, and I think this movie does something that kind of like Batman Begins did. Well, the first Rise of the Planet of the Apes or whatever, how setting up the next sequel goes. And I think you can pretty much have an idea where the third one is going to go. I think mainly what blows you away in the movie really is just the apes and their performances and the chemistry they have together and stuff. There really was a lot of heart and emotion in that. Other than that, there's nothing really that's going to, like, blow you out the water as if you've never seen it before or stuff. But at the same time, I think you're still going to get a very smart, intelligent, much better fucking film than Transformers, Tammy, or any of that bullshit that's been getting this weekend. So, but I think you're going to enjoy yourself. This is a really good movie. Highly recommend it. Not going to go as far as give it a high C it, but I definitely will give it a C it. And I am very happy to say that... Now, I was going to say, there's a lot more subtitles than there is talking, but then again, it goes back and forth. I think that's the best thing this movie does, is has that balance between human characters and the apes, and it goes back and forth and every now and then, but the apes does get a little bit more time, so I thought that was an actual plus of this fucking movie. Oh, thank God. So, was my expectations met? I had high expectations. I wasn't let down, to be honest. I was expecting probably just as good as this, if not better, but I'm very happy with what I saw. Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be next. I cannot wait for that. Once again, all I got to say is I never thought that apes would act better than these goddamn Negroes and Think Like a Man, too. I mean, shit.
Not what you want. There must be another way.